tried to flee to Ukraine. The Ukrainian president denied any involvement in Friday's massacre, where at least 133 people were killed. Jeremy Hunt says it's difficult to trust the Kremlin's words.
We know that they are creating a smokescreen of propaganda to defend an utterly evil invasion of Ukraine, but that doesn't mean that it's not a tragedy when innocent people lose their lives. But I take what the Russian government says with an enormous pinch of salt.
The Islamic State group claim they carried out the Moscow attack. Meanwhile, it's understood Russia's attacked the Ukrainian capital and a city in the west with missiles overnight. Poland says one of them briefly violated its airspace. Days after the Princess of Wales announced she has cancer, she and her husband, Prince William, say they're moved by the public's support. They also say they're grateful that people understand their request for privacy. Officials claim nearly 300 Nigerian pupils abducted earlier this month have been released unharmed. They were taken from a school in Kaduna. In sport, the F1 result is on the way. But first, England could have more injury concerns going into Tuesday night's friendly at home to Belgium. Captain Harry Kane, who missed last night's 1-0 defeat to Brazil, hasn't recovered. Carl Walker was forced off after 20 minutes. Manager Gareth Southgate says it's unclear how serious the problem is at the moment.
We don't know. He's not had many injuries, so he himself isn't sure whether it's just tightness or, you know, I suspect if he's feeling it, it's a little bit more than that, but we'll know a bit more over the next 24, 36 hours.
Carlos Sainz won the Australian Grand Prix. Ferrari F1 World Championship leader Max Verstappen was forced to pull out of the race due to brake issues. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Laura. And now time for your weather update at 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So, it started off a bit chilly, but it's looking mostly dry, with some sunny spells. You can already see the sun has made an appearance. There's a few isolated showers possibly later on today, easing though during the afternoon. Winds will slowly ease as the day progresses. So feeling a little warmer as a result, with maximum temperatures of 12 degrees. Tonight is looking dry with clear spells overnight, allowing chilly temperatures with a possible frost in prone spots. Perhaps some isolated fog patches developing, cloud thickening towards the far west, minimum temperatures of -1 degrees. Monday is looking largely dry, cloud generally thicker in the west but brighter in the east with sunny spells, maximum temperatures of 13 degrees. Outlook for Tuesday to Thursday, some brighter spells early Tuesday ahead of rain later during Wednesday and Thursday, strong winds and blustery showers with a risk of hail, temperatures around average.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So there you have your weather and news update on the hour, and going to keep some music coming now. What are we going to play next? I'm going to play a bit of, I don't fancy that one now. It's funny, isn't it? I have these things lined up and then suddenly I'm like, I don't feel like playing that now. I'm like that all the time in the car. Like I'm constantly just switching the song until I find one that I'm feeling. I'm going to go with a bit of, I'm going to bring a bit of Britney out. That's what I'm going to do. Bit of old Britney. Gosh, I haven't played Britney in a long time. Not going to go for the choice. I'm actually going to go with this one that's a bit like raunchy. It's I'm a Slave for You. I don't expect you to be a slave for anyone, but, you know, that's what she's saying at the time. We all know Britney's a complicated lady, but it's a tune anyway.
To do what I feel like doing, so let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like a little girl. Well, did you ever think it'd be okay for me to step into this world? Always say a little girl, don't step into the club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why, cause dancing's what I love. Oh, yeah. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. watch me.
Little that dance, you know, when you sort of get your chest in and out like ah. She does that bit. Sorry, I hope I wasn't sounding like a weird erotic sound then. That's definitely not a sexy sound. So always when Britney was like at her height of fame, it was always this competition between her and Christina Aguilera, you know, because they were both part of the Disney Club and all of this, and it was like, oh, you know, who's better out of the two. I definitely feel Christina has the strongest voice. I'm going to play you a Christina track right now so you can compare.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I want to thank you because you made me that much stronger. I couldn't trust, caught your bluff, time is up, cause I've had enough.
told you, didn't I? Christina's got the stronger voice. No contest. That woman has got serious power in those lungs. So that was Fighter. And another one who's got a good pair of lungs in her is Ariana Grande. And we're going to give you this one with Just Like Magic.
Wanna have a good day. Think it in my head, then it happens how it should, ay. 12 o'clock, I got a team meeting, then a meditation, LA 1:30. Then I ride to the studio, listening to some shit I wrote. Do karma, my aesthetic. Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Manifested, I finesse it. Take my pen and write some love letters to heaven. Just like magic. Just like magic. Middle finger to my thumb and then I snap it. Just like magic. I'm attractive. I get everything I want. I'm attractive. Looking at my phone, but I'm trying to disconnect it. Read a fucking book, I be trying to stick in it. Say it's tricky at the top, gotta keep a stem ego for a thick wallet. Losing friends left and right, but I just sent another light. Carve from my aesthetic. Keep my conscience clear, that's why I'm so magnetic. Manifested, I finesse it. Take my pen and write some love letters to heaven. Just like magic, just like magic. Middle finger to my thumb and then I snap. Right. Magic, I'm attractive. I get everything I want, cause I attract it. I don't wanna waste your time on some dumb shit. Password to your phone, you can miss me with that shit. It's just on your brain, we gon' make some new habits. Just like magic, just like magic. Just like magic, just like magic. Middle finger to my thumb and then I snap it. Just like magic, I'm attractive. I get everything I want cause I attract.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for consultants and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
We'll be right back. lips, yeah. Bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah.
Try and work out what the words are to that song, because I feel like it's taken me at least 30 years to figure that the words to that song out. I'm still not 100% sure. I'm just going to go, it's got to be big. I don't know if that's what she's saying. Yeah. But if you, as I say, I did a singles night on Friday and went really well. It was about 150 people there. We'd hired out Private Members Club up London. Funny, because a lot of people feel those that pressure to find someone, especially by a certain age, and you sort of think, oh, you know, I'm not getting any younger, like to meet someone. Claire Sweeney, she's not about age at all. She says, my gran found love age 86, so I'm not in any hurry. Claire is 52 and she's in no hurry. My gran found love at 86, so there you go. Never too late to find love, is it? Never too late. Gonna keep the tracks coming now. Will Clark now with Throw Your Soul Down.
All alone we carry on. Tell the world we don't hide out, but we're sons and free. We still believe. So throw your soul down, throw your
All alone we carry on. We should tell the world we don't hide how we feel. But we're sons and daughters agreed. We're so far, we're so far.
So there it was, Will Clark with Throw Your Soul Down. And it's time now for a quick travel update because it's coming up for 25 past the hour. So let's have a look what's going on locally. As I mentioned earlier, at half marathon today, we'll be some things. You can go on to brentwoodhalf.org and you can find details of those. But it does look as though I'll just announce that in a second.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So yeah, it looks as though there's quite a few roads affected. Sawyers Hall Lane is where it's starting. It says it's going to be fully closed from 7:30 till 2. Shenfield Road, Wilson's Corner, full closure from 9 till 10:40. St Anne's Road from Roman Road to Thoby Lane, full closure from 7 to 11:30. Thoby Lane, Mount Nessing. From St Anne's Road to its junction with an Ingatestone Road, full closure from 7 till 12. Donninghurst Road from Mount Nessing, full closure till 1. And at here, the Brentwood Centre, full closure of Donninghurst Road until 1. Full closure from 7:30 to 2. Highlands Avenue from Ongar Road to Sawyers Hall Lane. Hall Lane from Donninghurst Road to Shenfield Road, full closure from 8 till 1. Well, and as far as the sort of the underground and all that goes, there are park closures on the central line. So there is no service between Woodford and Epping, with a replacement bus service operating there. Replacement buses operate from Loughton and all that area. And there are park closures, DLR, Docklands Light Railway, no service between Popular Stratford and Beckton. Stroke Woolwich Arsenal. Reduced service on the Elizabeth line between Paddington and Maidenhead Heathrow. And also Heathrow Terminal 4, Westington, Langley Slough, Burnham, Maidenhead will be served by 2 trains an hour. Park closures on the Underground. No service between Surrey Quays and Clapham Junction. Replacement bus service operating there. No service between Liverpool Street and Enfield Town. Chesney use local London buses and London Underground connections between Liverpool Street and Seven Sisters. Waterloo and City Line planned closures and good service on all other lines. And there's no engineering works for National Rail today as well. So I think that's all. Double check if there's anything else I've missed there. If there's any things that's happened since, like any... hopefully no accidents on the roads this morning. I think it's all looking pretty all right for the moment, so that's good news. All right. So time now, just after 9:25, I'm here for another half an hour, and Kev will be taking over. So just looking at the rest of the schedule for today, we have got Kev Pick It Up next with the... with the Sunday Sessions show till 12, Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith till 2, Vicky Michelle's Music Mix 2 to 4, the Arts Programme 4 to 6, Stepping Out with Nigel with Natalie and Claire, sorry, Jill Fitzmaurice Stepping Out at 6, and 8 Greaties, Music Memories in the 80s presented by Xanthi Behrman, and then we've got our playlist from 10 o'clock tonight. So keep it Phoenix FM, support your local radio, and going to play you some more music now. I'm going to go with... What am I going to go with? Oh, it's hard to choose. It really is. I'm going to go with a bit of Beyonce. That's what I'm going to go with. Beyonce got a country music song out at the moment. I don't know if you've heard it. I'm not playing that one, though. I'm playing Heated. Beyonce's had a little naughty word there, so sorry about that. And talking of Heated, here is a very timely song there to introduce this topic here, which is, you know, a lot of us like to vent. We like to, you know, get things off our chest, blow off some steam. Well, research has revealed that while getting things off your chest may feel good in the moment, in the long term, it's not effective for reducing rage. Busting if we're angry, you know, this is what we need to do. In other words, we just need to calm down. Researchers say activities like jogging and boxing just get us more amped up and they get the blood pumping. So the study published in Clinical Psychology Review suggests different techniques to address stress, suggesting things like meditation or ball sports. My son, who's almost two, actually did his first little football session yesterday, which is super cute. But there was also a rising popularity of rage rooms, which promote destroying things like glass, plates, electronics to smash through those angry feelings. I can't say I've ever been to one of those rage rooms. I feel like I would hold back. I'd feel like, oh no, that looks like quite an expensive item. I don't think I should break that. But they're all the rage. Excuse the pun. So it says that if we take a deep breath, count to 10, maybe we listen to a bit of dolphin music, maybe we'd be a bit more zen. But you know, it's funny because like yoga is always a thing promoted, but I've realised yoga I find quite boring and I fall asleep during yoga. Obviously that's really part of it. At the end they want you to go into deep meditation and fall asleep, and I feel like sometimes I might have even snored at the end, and it's just not really what I'm going for when I go for the gym. I don't want to end my session by snoring. I want to be like, you know, feeling, oh, you know, nice relief. So what I've found lately is Pilates. That's my thing. I'm becoming a Pilates princess. That's my aim at this stage of my life, is to be a Pilates princess. That's the goal. So I've been going 4 or 5 times a week. So we're going to the Reformer Pilates class. I've got these beds and they really stretch you. And it's, at first it was really hard to get a place, but I didn't let that deter me. I was 25th on the waiting list and I still got in. So, you know, even if there's a waiting list of things, just still put your name down, give it a go, and I highly recommend it. Even if you can't get on the Reformer Pilates, because luckily my gym does include it in the membership, but there are other Pilates places in Brentwood as well. You can do it separately, and it is quite pricey. But if you can't do that one, then just even the floor Pilates, you know, it's really good. And I feel like it does help to release the stress, but just not in a sleepy way, like in a way that you're like, oh yeah, that was a good stretch and I feel stronger. I like that feeling of feeling like I'm getting stronger, you know. And Lena is really, isn't she? I think I've lost a few pounds, although I haven't gone on the scales. I just don't want to be that person that's obsessing over the scales. But saying that, I've been watching a thing on Netflix about Slimmers Clubs, and there's like I think the woman from Coronation Street's in it and a few other people, and they're all sort of part of like Slimming World type thing, and you know, going for their weekly weigh-ins. But it looks at their lives outside of that as well. I think it's called I don't know what I want to say, Fat Club, because I'm not really supposed to use that word anymore, but I think it is actually called Fat Club. It's on Netflix, I want to say. Anyway, it's time now for it's the events guide time now, isn't it? I think it is. Let me double check the time. It's called so many different things I've got to remember during the show. It is the events guide, so I'll just give you a quick little update on that.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
So of course, next to play the tracks. A bit croaky this morning. To play, you know what, is to say, talking to 150 single people Friday night. I'm still recovering. Phoenix FM open mic night every Monday at the Essex Arms in Worley. With my care pick, who's from 8 till 10. And the tracks are recorded, a selection are played on the Sunday session show. I must get down there. I haven't been yet, and I must get down there and show my support. I'm going to do it. Might even do it tomorrow. Might just surprise me tomorrow. Tuesday, the 2nd of April, Daily Bread Easter Afternoon Tea. That's St. Peter's Church, Clowton Way. That's 2 till 4. Adults is £10. Children are £7. And you have to book. So contact dailybread@huttonparish.com or give them a ring on 01277 262 864. 70 years in horticulture at the Chantry Centre on the Monday the 15th of April. There's a talk fair by Jim Buttress, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. That's also from 8 till 10 and it's £3. You can book there on billericay.com/horticultural/society.co.uk. And just a quick reminder as well, Brentwood Food Bank are always after some donations. If you can help any way you can, they help, you know, hundreds of people in the local community every week who are finding it hard to stretch their budget to food. And that's a real bad situation, right, guys? So if you can help out any way with some tin food, with some other food items. In fact, I'm actually going to be doing some volunteering with them soon as well. I need to get onto that. So Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trust or Trust. You can get in touch by 01277 224 528 or email info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. So more music now up for you. It is just after 9:30 and I'm here for another 25 minutes or so. And then I'm going to hand you over to Kev, who's going to be here for the Sunday session show. And here it is, Georgia Smith with Little Things. There you go, Georgia Smith with Little Things. And what's a secret, people ask? Because I'm, you know, I work in dating space, you know, stuff. I've been a matchmaker for 15 years, and people do kind of wonder, you know, what is the recipe for a long-lasting relationship? Last night I was out for a date night with my partner, which was nice. We went bowling. We had some food, went bowling, and then we drove and went and got dessert somewhere, which was really nice. And it was nice because we did that all at, like, from 6 p.m. and we were home by 10:30, 11. So it was a nice evening. Really enjoyed it. First time we've been out for quite a while. Kids are with the grandparents. Nice break. So Gino De Campo, you know, we know him on the telly as a TV chef. He reckons that spending time apart is really crucial to a happy relationship. He met his wife in, well, they married in 2002, but they'd been together 7 years prior to that, I believe. excuse me. So he says there has to be, and they've got three kids, you know, mind you, their kids are a bit older, 21, 19 and 11. yeah, they've been together 20 odd years. He said, there has to be a time when I do things by myself and she does things by herself. He said, we take a lot of holidays by ourselves with our own friends separately. We have lots of dinners and lunches with our friends. It's important to have your own life. You can't be part of a couple's life if you don't have your own. And I think that's a good point, like in terms of, you know, like just having this healthy balance of spending time with your partner, but also spending time with other important people in your life. Sometimes you're in a couple, you're just in this bubble and you kind of just don't feel that you need to, you know, because that person's there with you every single day, so you don't necessarily feel that you have to like make plans with other people and go out all the time. But I do think that's very important, not just for the relationship and to keep it interesting and keep that kind of interest there, but also to for your own happiness, because it's really a lot of pressure for one person to kind of be your every bit of happiness, you know. And I know that when people are single, sometimes they do feel like, you know, they're not happy because they haven't got that person. But actually, you've got lots of people in your life that you can love when you've invested in friendships and, you know, your relationship with your family. I know some people say they haven't necessarily got a good relationship with their family. But I think there's always, you know, one or two people at least that you can invest that time in, if it's like a great aunt or a great uncle or a cousin or someone. You may not get on with some of your family, but there's always going to be one or two people that you can reach out to and still keep that family connection with. And as I say, also to invest in friendships. And it's never too late to make friends. You know, like Claire Sweeney there said, it's not too late to find love, because her gran found love at 86, right? So if it's not too late to find love at 86, then it's also not too late to make some new friends. And, you know, I've even found that since having children, those friendships that I once had have kind of, a lot of them have sort of drifted away. And I was even saying to my partner the other day, like, I need to make more effort to cultivate friendships with women and make sure, because especially with women, like, we do work well as like a little groups to getting together and having chats. And I think even going to the gym is also a good thing, because you get to go and take part in these group classes, and, you know, so those sort of things I think is really positive. And, you know, a lot of us since COVID have felt that more of that loneliness and more isolation. And for some people, it's kind of, we've got used to that being alone and being in isolation, and we haven't necessarily kind of come out of our shells again since COVID's over. So I think that there's lots of things, like even on the way here, I saw there were salsa classes happening down in Mount Nessing, and I was even thinking, oh, I'd like to go and start doing these salsa classes. So, you know, you can do things that make healthy but also help you to socialize as well. And I think that it's really important to prioritize that you're getting that fix of social interaction and engagement with people, you know. And the friendships sometimes in those groups may even just be that you're going there once or twice a week and that you're actually seeing the same people once or twice a week, and it's a friendship in that way. You haven't necessarily got to make separate plans. But also, you can maybe say to people afterwards, like, do you want to go have a coffee after, go for a walk? So put yourself out there. I think lots of people will be feeling the same. They want to make friends, but they may be a little bit nervous about doing it. Even at my singles night the other night, I was very much just introducing people for relationships. But I was like, oh, guys, like, to men, I'd be like, oh, you guys actually, I think, would be really good friends. Like, here's a new bromance, and put them together. And they were like chatting the rest of the night. So, yeah, even if you're single, go to singles night, you might actually make new friends, even if you don't meet the love of your life that night. It's always worth doing. We'll be back in a few moments. Kev's now in the building and he'll be taking over in 15 minutes.
Or maybe an engagement soon. At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Lucy or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Button Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com. Call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Vicky.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 0127 7144 7 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Take shit, vibe killer, love is somebody time. Protect my energy from your bad aura. Let my pastor say I be my healer. Everything I desire, I go to see. My rhythm flow like a river. If you get your come on, go and sit down. I go just para, come on my jigger. I go just follow me. I'm feeling vibes on vibes. I'm ticking dynamite. I blow your car into lights. You know I'm just that type. So them no fit you, my vibe. Them no fit you, my vibe. You no fit you, you no fit you, you no fit you, my vibe.
My blessings tall like towers. That's a superpower. I let the good rain down like showers. I never let them make me sour. Cause it ain't that deep when it shallow. I show you love but be hating in the shadows. Too many comparisons. I'm a Samaritan. Wanna shoot me down? No, I'm. Who I am, I don't know about you. Tell no lies, cause I live my truth. No one knows I try doing what I do. Time and a talk, it's a business move. How about it? Don't you know that I'm so serious, ain't no clown shit. Take you less on my crown shit. Only ring is selling when I'm lit. Girl, we be telling them I'm a feminine melon and represent. Gotta get a glory to most high. You can't bring me down, I'm way too high. Like the dynamite, you're not killing my vibe, my vibe. Right, you like, love is somebody fun. Protect my energy from your body. Let my pastor say, I be my healer. Everything I desire, I go to see. My rhythm, flow like a river. If you get your walk, come on, come. I go just para, come on my jigger. I go just pay, follow my dream. I'm feeling vibes on vibes. I'm a ticking dynamite. I blow your candlelight. You know I'm just that type. Oh, them don't pick you, my vibe.
That one there was Iris Starr, Bloody Samaritan with Kelly Rowland. And obviously I mentioned there the Brentwood Food Bank about obviously needing donations, but also equally there's also a big thing with regards to food waste. So some people can't afford to buy food to make ends meet at the moment, and some of us are just buying too much food and throwing it in the bin. Gino DiCampio is actually part of the campaign as well about food waste and how we can kind of combat that. We throw away 17 billion £100 worth of food a year, he says, because we're lazy. So he's saying even things like, so there is a charity called Love Food, Hate Waste, this year's Food Waste Action Week. It's making more of an effort to cut down on food waste in his own house, he says. So for example, he goes, you know, sometimes we only really need 3 or 4 potatoes or 2 potatoes or 1 tomato, for example, but we buy a whole pack. So actually buying loose fruit and vegetables is a way to help tackle food waste, which is a good thing. I must admit, I don't really think about it. I just pick up the packet, and you're right, you know, by the end of it, if it starts to rot, obviously it's gone, isn't it? You don't want to keep it for too long. And definitely potatoes, I find, we never really get through a pack, and then I'll go out the next week and buy another pack. So I'm guilty of that as well. So you can also find more information about how you can lower the amount of food wasting. There's actually Food Action Week. So go to lovefoodhatewaste.com/FWAW, and you can find out details there. Do your bit for helping to prevent the food waste. And Kev is in the studio now, going to be taking over shortly for the Phoenix FM open mic night, but that's tomorrow. He's doing the Sunday breakfast. No, I'm doing the Sunday breakfast. Sunday session show. After the Sunday breakfast show, Sunday session show. See, yeah, the lack of sleep now is catching up on me, I think, or the busy week that I've had is catching up on me. Brain is starting to shut down. But there we are. So I'm going to give you another couple of tracks, and then I'm out of here, out of the way. We've got Kev's also a driving instructor, and he's always telling me off about where I've parked. And today was no different. I've got it wrong today. I did think that I intentionally came here and tried to like move myself more and more to the side, because I actually said to my head, you know what, Kev's going to moan at me because I've not parked in the right spot. And I've parked there, and he's still coming and moaned at me because I'm still in the wrong spot. Those instructions weren't clear, see, last Kev. As a driving instructor, you should have gone to me, right, I need you to park over there on the left, right? All he did was go, no wonder you didn't pass your driving test 10 times because of the way you parked outside here. So I've got in the ear off the driving instructor this morning, but it's all right. Next time I know now. I've been given instruction where to park, so I'll get it right next time. So I've got a few more tracks from me, and then, as I say, I am out of here. I wonder if I leave now if Kev might actually move his car. Just because he's really got to be in his bonnet with me this morning. So I'm going to go with... Did you hear my thing earlier, Kev, about getting yourself worked up and what we should do about getting yourself worked up? Because it says, getting things off your chest we think is a good thing, but apparently not. We should go to a rage room. I was thinking, we need a rage room in Brentwood, actually. There's none locally. Everyone is raging about something this day and age. We've all just got a beat up on it, haven't we? Whether it's about what someone's parked, or someone that's swung out the wrong way, or someone crossing the road too slowly, or someone walking too slowly in front of us, or whatever. It's a daily basis. That's life. We just get ourselves wound up. It's a rage room we need. That's what we need. Don't need to go raving. We need a rage room where we can just smash stuff up and let it all go. So I'm going to give you another track now. I'm going to go with Diddy, Got to Move On, because we've got to move on from our rage. We've just got to keep it moving. Get in your bag, stay in your bag. Get in your bag, stay in your bag. She don't want my love, I guess I got to move on. Hey, oh yeah. Oh yeah, but she don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on. Oh yeah, oh no, if she don't want my love, I'm guessing I gotta move on. I guess, came too strong, I guess. She don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on, I guess. Try to give it all to you, baby. Brand new Mercedes, a newborn baby. And I told you, love too lazy. Damn, all you had to do was love me, baby. And that gets so frustrating, yeah. Why you wanna go and test me, baby, yeah? Grade me and tell me I'm failing, yeah. Keep telling me things like you done trying with me, done fighting with me, yeah. Gave you a ring that was going off the deep end, yeah. On deli on my
I drank for the weekend. Sent you some things, yeah, when I was gonna drink and like, girl, he with you for the wrong reason. Cause you wasn't me, tell him stop reaching. That's gas, jealous of me. I'm salty, I need it, my wounds keep bleeding. You found a new man, so I gotta move on. Guess you gotta know I'm gentle. When you really know I'm gone, say you're wrong. Guess you had to move on. And I gotta move on. I guess I came a little too strong. I guess she don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on. I guess I gotta move on. I guess
we gon' lie. Can't stop, won't stop, told y'all. TV pull up, no problem. I can never ever be no one option. Pull up on me, but no blobs. Now you wanna say you wanna talk. Now you wanna say you wanna. Stay in your bag, get in your bag, stay in your bag. Yeah, get in your bag, stay in your bag. Get in your bag, stay in your bag.
Gotta move on. Find peace. Serenity.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.